Are you ready?
Let me introduce you to this guy.
Yeah. My next guest,
Huddy D. Presents.
It's time for our wholesome news update. Yes, we've been doing this every single day because the world is filled with lots of interesting things that happen, not necessarily good things. So we want to shine a light on the good things that happen. This time we're going to Keanu Reeves. Do you know what Keanu Reeves has done? He's been an all-round legend. He was at an airport when he had some excess baggage. He saw that other people had excess baggage too, and he decided that he would pay for it for them. Not only that, when asked to get a selfie, he was like, sure, sounds good. If you're going to philosophize, you can if you're Keanu Reeves.
All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Do you know what? He's been doing this for years. Apparently, a family friend builds movie sets. And he's one of those people that decided to pay for a whole set, $10,000, because the man couldn't afford it. Not only that, he gave him another $20,000 as a Christmas gift because his family was going through some rough times. Aww. Keanu Reeves, you're our man of the day. This time we're getting sneaky. Was a Russian dissident. So somebody from Russia, 2006. He was a spy, and they decided to assassinate him. Why? Because he was defecting, and he was in the KGB. How did they decide to poison him and assassinate him? They decided they would put something that's 100 times stronger than your normal run-of-the-mill poison. It's called polonium. And they decided that they'd put it in his teapot. Apparently, he was a massive fan of tea. They got polonium all over the place. And they were very persistent. They actually decided that they would go for tea, and they were discussing current events. And one of the assassins decided that they would ask, would you like some more tea? And this Russian dissident was like, no, I'm okay, I've drunk water. The Englishman persisted and tried to make him drink that tea until he actually did. He took a sip and something crazy happened. They assassinated the Russian dissident from the KGB. Wild stuff. Declassified documents. Russia, KGB, polonium-laced teapots. And this time, they got it right. And it's time for our daily fake news roundup with Lester Bangs. Lester, are you there?
I am, Paddy D. And in international fake news, Wallabies fan in Tokyo dreams of the day it'll be alright for him to pass out drunk in Australia.
In local news, ScoMo gets the advertising gang back together to brainstorm ways to rebrand climate activists, the most popular being nature terrorists.
In the fake sports news wrap, the NRL Integrity Unit now investigating several players that are accused of bringing back the spot.
And in entertainment, studies find medical marijuana effective for treating long-term pain over Jerry Garcia's death.
And as always, if you're not near the windows...
The weather outside is weather.
I'm going to review something so you don't have to. Today, we're doing tag.
Tell me what's going on here.
Our group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
Yes, the same game of tag for 30 years. Five friends who share the motto, we don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing. Based on a true story, every year during the month of May, five friends put aside their lives and play a game of tag to keep their childhood alive. But does it work? Does it translate into a movie? Patty thinks it does. Crazy outfits and stylized action sequences make for an entertaining romp around America. It's another one of those movies that isn't groundbreaking, but does the job. Imagine you've had like a million beers and you wake up feeling pretty groggy. Well, this movie will have you feeling pretty good after those beers and You'll tune in, zone out, you'll fall asleep, and you'll be feeling chipper. Plus, if you like seeing grown men acting like children, this'll do the job as well. Tag, you get 3.5 out of 5. It's highly bingeable, and it's something that'll get you through the day.